up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. Did I say Toyota? I'm already like off to a bad start. It was a Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. I just can't remember if that's what I said. I'm not paying attention. We're in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. I hope you guys are all having a wonderful day. It has been a blessed week of training. We've had a fantastic week, or fantastic last couple months, to be honest. When I'm not injured, I just thrive. Like I had like a 6.2K feet of elevation gain last week. Like, we're fucking killing it. I just got done with a run out here at the state park. On the way in, I saw about 3 baby deer, spotted and all. It was just the perfect start to the morning. I forgot to take my heart rate monitor off. So I have a chest strap. I don't wear it too often. Forgot it's on, but I definitely feel it. It's what I feel is equivalent to probably women wearing bra straps, and I can totally understand why at the end of the day they just want to take off their heart rate strap or their bra strap. Listen, I'm all in favor of free the nipple. Here at the Driving with Randy podcast, we try to not take stances on things that are too important, but that's one that we will stand strong on. Free the nipple. Yeah, I mean, that's all I got for you on that topic. I don't know. I don't really have a topic of discussion today, but what I would like to talk with, what just popped into my head, is friendship. Because last weekend, I got to see one of my friends that, God, I probably see him once or twice a year, and I met him through cup stacking. He was like, him and his brother, they were the duo. Like, those guys were hot shit when I started. Like, first tournament, nervous as fuck. I'm not talking to them. It probably wasn't 5 years in that I met him, like, actually talked to him. I said, Joel, hey man. And we've been like great friends ever since. We see each other, like I said, once or twice a year. This is actually the third time this year, I believe, we've gotten together. So we're gonna plan a fall camping trip. We just wanna go spend some time in the forest. That's what we did this past weekend. We went out to Fort Snelling State Park. We took a route where we parked at, I believe it's Big River Trail. And I took this route during, if you guys remember way back, I have a podcast episode where I'm speaking about how I find 2 iPhones and was nervous as fuck about getting tracked. Yeah, so we took that route, but we did it in the summer, and it basically leads you on a single track mountain bike path for miles. Like, it was gorgeous. He's very into photography and videography, so he took a bunch of photos. It was so much fun hanging out with him. We found some beautiful graffiti in the, this was actually funny as fuck. So, like, I think about it and it's like, all right, so there's hieroglyphs and, you know, there's cave drawings and, you know, the Egyptians have their drawings, and then there's us. I'm in the middle of the forest, in the middle of the Minnesota River, and I'm standing on a sewage drain. And on that sewage drain reads something along the lines of, let's fuck. Seeking 21-year-old, must be clean-shaved, desperate ready to fuck, something along those lines. I'm just thinking, God, you know, the Egyptians have all this stuff. If our civilization just collapses and the next people come around and they're in the forest and they see that, what in the fuck are they gonna think? Now, not only was it writing, it was also picturized. So, you know, just in case the words didn't mean much to you, boom. Here's a graphic as fuck image of a dick right next to a vagina. What a great piece of art. But like, regardless, there was some beautiful graffiti. I'm a big fan of that kind of art. Like, used to follow the freight train world and the taggers on trains. That stuff interests me. But most of this was under a bridge. There's just some beautiful artwork. There's like the people that spend a lot of time, and then there's the guy that comes around and he writes cock. He finds some graffiti and he just writes cock. One said drugs and crime. That one was really beautiful though. Like, that person took a lot of time, getting on the drugs and crime. I supported that one. It was so wonderful to see Joel. I had such a great time, and we're gonna do it again here real shortly in the next coming weeks. I'm obviously working the state fair coming up, so we're gonna plan something after that. The next one I wanted to speak, the next topic of discussion that also goes along with friendship, this was just wonderful. All right, so yesterday I pull up, I'm sitting there, I'm talking with some friends for a couple hours. I pull up YouTube and I see something is scheduled. I'm like, yes, I get all hyped up because I've been waiting for this video. One of my favorite ultra running content creators is Wes Plate. He uploads these giant adventure videos of him doing his ultra runs, and he does such a beautiful job. And he ran the Cocodona 250, which is a race from basically Phoenix to Black Canyon, which is like a little above Flagstaff, I believe. 250 miles over 5 days. He did it in 96 hours, I think. But I've been waiting for that video. So last year, I said, his name's Cody. I said, Cody, we're gonna watch this video together. And he doesn't give a fuck about running, like zero fucks. He really enjoyed the video. So yesterday, in my recommend or my reminding me, it shows up Wes Plate has scheduled an upload for today at 7 p.m. And I said, Cody, we have a video to watch tonight. He said, huh? I said, we have a video to watch. Do you remember last year when we watched Cocodona 250 2022? He said, no way, is it 2023? He's so fucking hyped. Like, this guy could not give two fucks about running. But that is like the beauty of having a great friend, someone who's just gonna get all hyped up to watch a video that he loves it, but like, is it top priority? No, like me, I am so fucking hyped, and now I have someone to watch it with. So we're gonna all gather together online and have ourselves a little Wes Plate Cocodona 250 watch party. Besides those two things that have happened, I have the zoo coming up. I'm probably gonna bring my audio recorder out to the zoo. You know, the yearly zoo podcast where we go get food and watch some animals, and I don't know, my fascination with the animals just grows and grows and grows. So I listened to a podcast this week. I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name. He is an expert in bipedalism, so walking on two legs, and it was really, really fascinating. So obviously big fan of bipedalism. I mean, I run, I'm a big runner, and I'm a big supporter of the barefoot life. And I think he provided a lot of important information. Something I learned that was very, very interesting. So obviously they don't know the reason why humans started walking bipedally. This is going to be an interesting one. All right. So we're on the wrong side of the road right now, passing a truck. We're going to sneak by here. All right, we're not going to get hit. Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. Anyways, I thought that was going to be a lot worse than it was. But we don't know the reason why humans started walking bipedally. And now I know we've all seen the classic image of, you know, the chimpanzee, the ape becoming human. But it's not exactly that, because obviously we see fucking chimps. We came from something other than that. And there's a little bit of evidence that we came from knuckle walkers. So it's been like a steady progression of ending up bipedally, but they're still trying to figure out, like, why the fuck are we the only thing that walks around on two legs? Now, the argument is kangaroos. Now, I thought this was really fucking interesting just to imagine. I don't think the Minnesota Zoo has any kangaroos, but there is evidence that years past, kangaroos were walking bipedally. They weren't hopping around. They weren't jumping. They were, God, what was the term they used? I mean, it comes down to them walking, striding. I believe they called it striding. So the kangaroos, when we first found them in Australia, they were striding. That's fucking unbelievable to me. Like, they were walking like you and I. They were just, I don't know, that's fucking awesome. I haven't gone on YouTube or anything and gone on a quest to go find a video of like an animation of a kangaroo striding. That just is so fascinating to me. But I listened to this guy. I found him on a podcast called the Anthrobiology Podcast with Gabby LaPera. Super, super cool podcast. I really, really like her content. But I ended up listening to a deeper discussion that her podcasts are like 40 minutes. I listened to a deeper discussion with him that I think was 2.5 hours. And he just had so many cool points. And something that really fascinated, every time I look at the monkeys out at, I don't know, they're not monkeys, they're like, I don't know what they are. The things with the red fucking butts out at the, we'll keep you updated. I just forget what they're called. Those things, the way they walk and the way they operate is just so fascinating. Watching them like swing from the trees and just play, and just like the way their hips move, comparison to our, I don't know, the fascination with how everything out there at the zoo moves in comparison to us is astonishing. And the way he put it on this podcast was, all right, if we see a bear get up on its legs and start walking, we're like blown away. Or if our cat or our dog gets up, walks on two legs, we're blown the hell away. But us doing it, it's just not, people don't dive deeper and like it. That's not interesting. But that is interesting as fuck to me. So I'm pretty, pretty hyped about going to the zoo, watching some animals move. I know I have a book called The Subtle Art of Becoming a Leopard that I downloaded for, I think it was $5. It was on sale, PDF, $5, The Subtle Art of Becoming a Leopard. It has to do with kinesiology and the movement of other animals in comparison to us. And now, as much as I hate the guy, Conor McGregor, fuck that guy. But he made a fascinating point. He took time to actually go study like leopards, their way of, what the fuck are we doing? Did you want to come over? What the fuck? No need to be alarmed, folks. It's just a Wisconsin driver in Minnesota roads not knowing what they're doing. If there's more than two cars on the road, they don't know how to drive. Holy Fuck that squeaked. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that's about all I have for today. Kind of a shorter podcast. Hopefully next week, the zoo trip, if I remember to bring my audio recorder, you guys will love that. The annual trip to the zoo. I hope you guys will follow me on Twitter at ThoughtsByRandy, Reddit, r/drivingwithrandy, you know, all the Venmo, PayPal, links in the description if you wish to support the podcast. You guys have been a blessing as far as the passenger ship the last couple of weeks. I've gotten a lot of good feedback. So thank you guys very much for tuning in each week. I hope to see you guys back next week. If I don't, well, I hope you have a wonderful life.